Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Mater. Thanks to Linda Chorney today, because that's what she gave me credit for on her CD. She left out the S. Name, so Greg the Dive Mater today.
Name dropper.
What do you mean?
I know Linda Chorney. She included me on her liner notes of her new CD.
Hey, I got to milk it for everything it's worth. Absolutely. Chornography, LindaChorney.com. Go pick it up. New CD. Great stuff.
I'm just jealous.
Yes, you are.
Maybe I'll be mentioned on the next one.
What would it be? CJ the Dive what?
Nice guy.
Nice guy?
There you go.
The Diver.
Okay, CJ the Diver.
We well, on her last liner notes, if you go and find the liner notes for her last album.
Yeah.
Just above you.
Just above
your credit. There was a guy who was thanked on her liner notes. Nice guy.
Nice guy, small blank.
Whoa, I don't like that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, that could be you, CJ.
Got our fingers crossed for you, CJ.
Be careful what you wish for, my friend, because she's listening right now, and the ideas are, the light bulb's going off, and she's thinking, oh, yeah, I'll write a song about CJ. Something like that. But anyway, let's move on, because we're getting ready for our Turks and Caicos Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures. We have Clay McConnell on Scuba Radio right now, who's the big cheese at that fine operation. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Greg?
Not too shabby. Yeah, we're pumped. Beginning of the new year, coming off of the holidays, and here we are going diving. You got to love it.
Well, I'm a little bit jealous. I can't believe you sold the whole boat out.
Yes, me neither. who would have thunk that people would want to come with us? But, you know, you throw a couple mermaids in the mix, and next thing you know, the thing sells out in no time. So it's going to be a fun time. Linda Chorney's going to be on board with us now, too. We just worked that out. And look, first, before we move on and start talking about what we might see on this adventure and some of the other things you have going there, Explorer Adventures, we need to make a major announcement on Scuba Radio right now. Are you ready, Clay?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. This is the first time heard anywhere on the planet. As of today, actually as of January 1st, 2008, Explorer Ventures Live Aboard dive vessels are now the official Live Aboard vessel of Scuba Radio. Yes! Woo! You may ask yourself why, and it's because we just love them so much, and they were nice enough to allow us to say that. Is that how it works, something like that, Clay?
Yeah, I think that's pretty close, but, you know, it's something we're proud to do. It's something that every time you guys go down, the crews have a great time, you have a great time, and we're just happy to do it.
Well, there you go.
They had the guts to host this party is what it is.
That's right. That's right. They're the only ones who take us. No, it's a great partnership that we are forming with these folks, and throughout 2008, we're going to host at least another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, if not a couple, and of course, the crew is going to join Clay and the crew, you know, on several of their itineraries. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of that coming up. But that's a major, major news. Explorer Ventures, now the official Scuba Radio Live Aboard company in 2008. And God bless them for it. So, Clay, now moving off. Now that we got the major announcement out of the way, let's talk business. Because, you know, as we plan our dive for next week in the Turks and Caicos, I know you've been on this itinerary several times yourself, being that you run this fine operation.
Well, there got to be some perks to the job. Right?
That's right. Exactly. Now, you know, we went a couple months ago and had just an incredible time on that vessel, and I can't wait to go back. However, I'm really psyched about coming back here next week, because we are smack dab in the middle of whale season, right?
Well, it's starting out, that's for sure. You got a good chance of hearing some, maybe even seeing some underwater.
So what happens in that scenario? You're underwater, and all of a sudden you hear, like, I mean, how's it go? What does it do?
It's a pretty eerie experience. I mean, you hear the whale songs from, you know, from usually a distance away.
Yeah.
It's not too often you get to, you know, they come in close enough that you could see them. But it sometimes happens, but it's one of those otherworldly experiences.
All right, now Nikki's wondering, because she's listening in right now, and she's like, look, if you're underwater and you hear a whale, and it does make some strange sound like that, are you supposed to answer back?
Are you reading my mind right now?
I am.
Oh.
Because I'm looking at her, I can see. She, ask him that, ask him. I want to know, what is the official whale call for Turks and Caicos?
Well, you do have the capability of recording sounds underwater, don't you, Greg?
Of course I do.
So, if you guys go ahead and try that, I really want to hear a copy of it.
See what All right. Well, Nikki, do you have a suggestion on how you would respond yourself? How, if a whale, if you heard a whale talking underwater, singing as they do underwater.
Maybe I would just sing back.
Oh, boy. We want to attract them, not scare them away. Oh, thank you. No, that wasn't that good. That wasn't nice. Now, I've heard Nikki sing. Matter of fact, the first time I heard her sing was on your dive vessel.
And it does actually kind of sound like a whale mating call.
Ironically,
or some wild beast.
Ironically, Mermaid Nikki is the only one who was not invited back on this trip.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right, so we don't know if there's any kind of underwater whale call that we could pull off, but you're saying go ahead, go for it if you want to give it a try. It doesn't hurt.
No, give it a try. I just be sure you record it, because I want to hold it for posterity, and you can play it on the show next time.
There you go. All right, we'll see what we can pull off. So we got we have the whales to look forward to, not to mention the fine reefs. Water temp. What is the difference this time of year in Turks and Caicos compared to a couple months ago? Do you know offhand or?
It might be 8 degrees colder or something in that ballpark.
Yeah, 8 degrees water temp might be about 8 degrees cooler.
Yeah, I just talked to the boat today, and I forgot to ask him what the water temp was last week.
Yeah, well, it's still 8 degrees. That would be still quite warm, considering we're there last time. It was pretty much summertime. So it might be a little bit cooler, but not enough to really matter, right?
Yeah, and the chances are that the viz will be a little bit better. There's a lot more that you can see when the water's a little bit cooler. You don't get all the plankton necessarily in the water.
Oh, I'm loving that. Heck, we had great visibility last time we were there.
That's so, one of the things Turks and Caicos was known for.
There you go. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that. And we got Mermaid Abby, Mermaid Denise, and CJ. Actually, CJ and Abby are going to work on their advanced open water certification as well.
Very cool.
So I'm going to help them out with that, being the dive mater that I am. Did you hear about that, by the way? I'm Greg the Dive Mater now.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I was just wondering how many people were scared off of the trip after hearing that one.
Well, they're already signed up, and they've paid their deposit, so they're pretty much locked in. They figure sucked in. There's no turning back at this point. So we'll have to see how that goes. And, of course, on the January 19th edition of Scuba Radio, you'll hear all of this as we record that day's show on the boat, on the EV2, so do not miss it. Now let's talk about some of the other itineraries you got with Explorer Ventures, Clay, because I know you got a few new things that you guys are putting together for 2007. Now last week on the show, and I swear to you, we did not plan this, but we talked about New Year's resolutions for divers, and at the end of the show, you know, I was talking throughout the show, we heard Nikki's diver's resolution actually just a few minutes ago. CJ, Abby, Morgana said a few things they would like to do as divers for 2008. And then at the end of the show, I don't know, CJ, do you remember what I said I wanted to do in 2008 as a diver, or were you too blasted
by
then?
The end of the
remember?
Show is a bit of a blur for me.
a little foggy.
You'll have to refresh my memory.
All right, we'll just go back to the archive and we can remember. But basically what I said was that the one thing I would like to do after diving with great whites and doing all this other, you know what? I've done this before, but I want to do it again. I want to go dive with wild dolphins.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And lo and behold, I'm talking to Lynn, you know, Clay's partner in crime over there, Explorer Ventures, this week. And I find out that your Bahamas boat, the EV1 or EV2, which one is that?
Yeah, Caribbean Explorer 1.
Yeah, Caribbean Explorer 1. Out of the Bahamas, is going to do a month of wild dolphin trips in the Bahamas. Is that right?
That's exactly right. We're going to do go up from Georgetown, Great Exuma, and do a dive trip northbound, and then spend 5 or 6 weeks doing trips out of Bimini and out of Freeport as well to basically do 3 dives a day and look for dolphins the rest of the time. So it'll be a combination dive and dolphin trip, and we'll see what we find.
Wow, I got to tell you, that sounds like the ultimate dive adventure for me. I've done the wild dolphin thing twice in the Bahamas. And I only did afternoon trips, just a one day thing. I can't imagine being able to do that for a whole week, but I had a phenomenal adventure, with some, pods of wild dolphins. And I can't think of a better time you can have underwater. And I'm hoping we can work it out so we can go on that adventure. You think we can pull some strings, Clay, or what?
Oh, I don't know. You might have to talk to the owner, but other than that, we might be able to work.
I got to suck up to the owner. Is that it?
Well, I understand that, if you look at dolphins underwater, and I've had the experience a few times, and they're far more graceful than pigs.
Yes, pigs sound cool, don't get me wrong, and they're interesting critters to see swimming around, but, yeah, they're not the same as dolphins, for sure.
Exactly.
You know what goes really well with dolphins?
What's that?
A couple of mermaids.
Oh.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Does that help?
You can go back if you want.
That's a form of brown nosing to the owner, Clay. Do you follow my tack here?
Yeah, it was a little bit subtle, but I think I got it.
Okay, all right. I think it's working, ladies. All right, so dolphins, and that's the month of September. Is that what you said in the Bahamas boat? Bahamas?
We're starting late August and going through about mid-October.
All right, so mid-October. If you call Explore Ventures, go to exploreventures.com, and you can get their phone number, call them right there, and schedule that wild dolphin trip. Plus, it has all the diving, too, so you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit of diving, a little bit of snorkeling with the dolphins, and I'm really excited about it. We've got a naturalist guide on board who's going to be sort of running the show during those weeks, and he's got probably 15 years of experience doing this type of thing.
Is that the incredible Mr. Limpet?
No, it's actually a gentleman named Gene Flipsy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who does? He's actually about to go down to the Dominican Republic to do some whale trips in the Silver Banks, and he's going to be joining us later in the summer to do the dolphin trips.
Awesome. Man, that sounds like a great adventure, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. We got the Turks and Caicos, we got to knock that out. We'll schedule that dolphin trip hopefully in the Bahamas. Then you got the Australia adventure. I know you guys condensed some of the itineraries there. We're going to talk about that on a future episode of Scuba Radio. And of course, we have Sabo. Maybe we go back there. I don't know.
Here's the question I have for you, though, Clay. How much of Greg's behavior on the Turks and Caicos liveaboard is going to factor into whether or not Scuba Radio becomes the official scuba diving radio show of Explorer Ventures? Because already we know that we have an official liveaboard dive group. Explorer Ventures doesn't seem to have an official scuba diving radio show. How important is Greg's behavior going to be on the Turks and Caicos to make that decision?
Clay, let me answer that question for you. We go both ways, don't we?
Why do you want to do it that way around, Greg?
I don't know. Bill always brings up the awkward moments there, and we got to work with it. But go to exploreventures.com. As you can tell, Clay is a fine gentleman to put up with our shenanigans, and great operation, exploreventures.com. Check it out. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Chorney, check out her new CD, Chornography. That one's Stay Away From Love. I like that one. Very commercial, that one. I could hear that on any radio station, Sirius radio station, whatever. It's like a mega hit. And the girl's a diver. You got to love her for that. And once again, you can pick it up at lindachorney.com. She's going to be on our liveaboard trip in the Turks and Caicos next week. And I can't wait. because we're going to have great diving. We're going to have mermaids on film and Linda Chorney performing live, bringing her guitar. She even asked me, by the way, CJ and Abby, she said, Greg, bring your guitar. Bring your guitar.
Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait for that.
So I might be able to sit in with her.
Sweet.
It'll be like, well,
you're a musical mastermind.
Be a duo.
I'm the rock star. I'm a dive mater slash rock star, according to her CD.
Can I bring my tambourine? Because I really play a mean tambourine.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm like Stevie Nicks on that thing. I'm nuts.
Nice.
She didn't tell you to bring an amp cord, though. So please don't.
Oh, we're going acoustic. Yeah. We're going unplugged.
Yeah, unplugged all the way.
Yeah. So who knows what could happen next week. We'll shoot a video. God knows what else. But, you know, these are kind of the things we're looking forward to here in 2008. I told you I want to do the wild dolphin thing. That is like the top of my list for 2008 as far as my New Year's resolution. What?
It sounds
what are you
so
laughing?
Dirty. It sounds so dirty when you say that. I want to do the wild dolphin thing. Come on over here. Show me your blowhole.
Hey, they don't call me Greg the Dive Mater for nothing.
Good point.
All right. So that's my resolution as a diver for 2008. CJ, you know, last week we were supposed to cover this stuff, and I don't believe we ever got a resolution out of you. But then again,
I don't think we made it that far.
We might have. I just don't remember. And so I'm thinking maybe we ought to reiterate some of these New Year's resolutions for divers. And of course, if you have something at home, feel free to chime in at 888-88-SCUBA, and maybe that'll, you know, it'll spark an idea for another diver listening, as well as our little crew here.
Sure.
What about you?
What's
on your list? You obviously, one of them is to become a paddy open water or advanced open water
diver.
Right.
We're going
to
do that on the liveaboard.
On the Turks and Caicos liveaboard.
Something else I hope to knock out would be to pet a shark.
You like to pet a shark? Why would you like to pet a shark?
Just because I can.
What about wax a dolphin?
No, I'll leave that to you. Wild,
wax on,
wild,
wax off.
Wild dolphin man.
Okay. All right. So you would like to pet a shark. I don't know.
Or at least see a shark.
Well, we will see a shark in Turks and Caicos. There's no question. Nikki, you saw several sharks on our last adventure.
Just about every dive we saw.
There's actually the video up there of the Turks and Caicos trip where you were actually seen swimming right next to several sharks, right?
Yeah.
And then you had a real close encounter with a, I don't know, what is the right word here? You had a close and personal encounter with a grouper.
Oh, yeah. That grouper loved me.
Yes, he did.
No.
Isn't there an intimate photo of that on the website?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Staring into each other's
he had
eyes.
To block out a lot of really what went on, but.
Nikki's always getting grouped.
I was getting grouped.
Yes, there's the video on scubaradio.com.
And then there's
that underground uncensored video.
The first time I think it was that we did see the first shark was on the night dive, and like it was all dark, and then you flashed your bright.
Hold on, I didn't flash anything.
Your bright, bright light from your camera.
Yeah, that's
it looked like the sun, and then I just saw it was a nurse shark, though. It kind of frightened me a tidbit.
Yeah, the nurse shark spooked you just a tad?
Just because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, because you're not used to seeing sharks. You haven't dived with a
now
lot of them.
Now I am.
Well, now, yeah.
I'm so used to it.
Hung with great whites in Guadalupe, sure. You're
thick
like
as thieves. They call her the shark whisperer.
Is that what they call her?
Yeah.
I thought they called her the stinky slipper girl.
Oh.
Well, that too.
By the way, I did want to clarify something.
Yes, you know, I still wear those.
You do? Really?
Uh-huh. I washed them a few times.
They smelled bad before to begin with. So, you know, putting some chum in her slippers.
I mean, it's just your feet.
Nikki, look, I was going to surprise you on our Christmas show, but you didn't show up. And I was going to get you a pair of new slippers for Christmas.
Oh.
But you didn't show up. But the fact now that I know that you haven't got rid of those stinky things, I'm right
they
here.
They were a
I'm
gift
on the
from my friend Abby.
Yeah, that's true. I got those for her last Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So I think
why don't you be a little more original, Greg?
Nikki, it's time to retire those stinky things. They had chum in them, and they smelled like a dog's butt.
How would you know? Did you stick the chum in them?
No.
Oh.
No, but he did stick the dog's butt in him.
That's it.
I think we need to have a slipper burning party on our next episode.
Yes, we
do.
Oh, my God. At least you don't got to worry about having stinky feet. Because, wait, look at her slippers. It's the slippers you smell, not her feet. Here on the
island. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
So we clarified one thing, that Mermaid Nikki, even though she didn't say this would be her New Year's resolution as a diver, we basically forced her to make one that says she's going to get a new pair of slippers one way or another. We can't stand the stench. Is that right, Abby? Is that pretty much that in a nutshell?
Yeah. Somehow the stench has stayed with her over, like,
months. That's just bad.
The studio is a pretty miserable place to be in right now.
It's small, confined quarters, and yes.
James already passed out long ago.
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with the stench, though. I think it had to do with the fumes from the alcohol from last week's show. Lingering in the studio. Could that be
still in the air as well?
Maybe. Nikki?
So he's getting some freebies right now.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, look at him. He's all glossy-eyed. It's a sad, sad state. But then, you know, we'll put him in rehab. He'll be back next week in no time. So we'll get rid of your slippers, Nikki. Do you really have anything on your list as a diver, though, that you would like to do maybe this year?
To not get rid of my slippers, and I want to become an instructor.
She wants to become a diver. Well, we did cover that a little bit. We're going to work you through the process. Your next step is rescue diver. After that, we do a PADI dive master class. That'll take a few weeks. And then it's a dive instructor. So we're going to see if we can take Mermaid Nikki all the way through the process and make
her
all
the way. I'm
going to leave that one alone. That's part of your... resolution for 2008?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Is it good enough for you?
As long as you get rid of the slippers. Yes.
No.
Why don't you want to get rid of those stinky slippers?
They're so super comfy. Hey, if you buy me some new ones that are identical, I'm down.
Really? Oh, we can make it happen.
They got to be pink and furry.
I'll tell you where I got
little
them.
Little tassels on them.
You know what? I have a pair that I need to retire, but don't nearly smell as bad as yours.
I am not trading my comfy pink slippers for your stinky old man slippers.
No, we're not going to trade them. You're going to burn them, and I'm going to just give you my Mr. Hanky slippers.
Oh.
Yeah. The Christmas poo? I have a pair of slippers like that. Really?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau. They all know Scuba Radio.
All right, here's here's a resolution that I want to throw out there. I want to do a new Scuba Radio song. Look, we got Linda Chorney. We can have her perform something maybe impromptu on the boat next week on the Turks and Caicos Liveaboard. What do you think, CJ?
Well, yeah, she's a professional.
Why not? And maybe we can get her drunk enough where we can persuade her to come up with a quick little ditty for Scuba Radio.
There you go. You just have to record it.
Yes. Well, we're going to record on the boat. We're bringing a little tape recorder system, a little digital recorder. Last time we were on there, we got some audio that truly was remarkable. Matter of fact, we could probably pull that out of the archives now. Could we, CJ?
Yeah.
I mean, Bill?
Yeah, CJ, get your butt in here. Get that stuff there.
Hold on, let me make that happen, Bill.
Apparently, you're so important. You're so integral to the radio show process that you get to go to the Turks and Caicos. Come in here, get that audio for him. The man needs some audio. Hurry up. Get
I've
off your butt.
I've done that before. Let me get in there.
All right.
I don't have any headphones on right now, so it's really funny watching Bill.
let me throw something out there to you, just so you understand.
Yeah?
The mermaids... You get them a little drunk, you can trick them into singing. A professional musician, you don't have to get drunk to make her sing.
No,
she'll sing on her own at almost the drop of a hat.
No.
You're an angel. You're so smart.
Here's the difference. Linda is a professional, though, and she doesn't do this stuff for free.
And we're undiscovered talent.
The mermaids are easy. I mean, they'll do anything.
Oh, no. Apparently, they need a headphone to hear that.
No, wait, you didn't let it meant easy on the eyes.
Exactly. Good save, CJ.
That's what I'm here for. I got your back, man.
Thank you. We got some great audio. We got some great audio last time on our Turks trip because we have this little mini recording system that we have a tendency to pull out and hit record after everybody's been drinking a while. What the hell was that?
She was practicing her welcome.
Apparently, somebody there's a pterodactyl in the room.
What? Holy crap. I don't know what's going on here, but it's like mermaids gone wild or something. But so I don't know. Well, maybe we can dig up that audio and see if we can create that magic once again on this Turks trip. Because, you know, last time it was just Mermaid Nikki and myself, and then we made friends with everybody on the boat, and we had quite the time, didn't we, Nick?
By just, you mean not just, right? You said just Mermaid Nikki. And myself.
Well, yeah.
So you mean you were with the awesome Mermaid Nikki, and
but
then
he was wishing that the awesome Mermaid Abby was also on the trip. I think that's what he was implying.
Debatable. No, we had an awesome time. The crew was great.
We did.
It was really, really, really fun.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
You guys are gonna have a blast.
We are indeed.
You know it.
But we're going to have more people on board. And everybody, as a matter of fact, Single Scott is going to be there.
What are you going to do?
And we are going to sing and everybody on Scuba Radio.
This is what could happen next week.
And how beautifully Nikki the Mermaid sings. He plays my singing.
Can we get a little preview right now?
If you touch me like this.
Wow. If this doesn't clear the bar, I don't know what else will. All right, come on, Nikki. You're on. Let's go.
I got to burp before I throw up.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's set.
What?
So if I'm not throwing up. Hold on. Give me a second. I just make sure I get nothing. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do it.
All right, that's enough. We don't want to keep going, do we? No,
can't we show Abby on there at all? Or Kelly, maybe?
No.
I think Abby was, like, hilarious on that day.
Yeah, you think? I don't know.
No.
Let's dig it up.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Scuba diver.
Yeah, I mean, what if we did like a scat version of this song for Scuba Radio? Maybe that's what we could do for the new theme song.
Cool.
I don't know. We got a few things up our sleeve here for 2008. You know, that's the time when you kind of look at, like, what do you want to do differently this year? We got some new Scuba Radio t-shirts in the works that are being designed as we speak. And hopefully, if things go as planned, we might be able to have these on the boat next week for everybody who joins us. We're working on it.
New t-shirts?
Possibly.
Are you jealous yet? Are you jealous?
We you should be.
I want a new t-shirt.
Nope. You're not going. Sorry, Nikki.
Can I go and then get a new t-shirt?
Nope.
What
We're filled up. Sorry.
Oh, the music link.
Do I get a shirt because I'm going?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah.
CJ, can I have your shirt?
Nope.
I've got a shirt for you, Nikki. You missed the Christmas show, but I've got a gift especially
that shirt.
For you.
Oh, yeah. Viva la Abby.
Yes. Right. You can see the picture on our website there from the Scuba Radio Christmas Spectacular. And last week, we followed that show up with the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza.
Nope, CJ.
Crap.
Did I get it right?
No, it's Crap Extravaganza.
Oh, Crap Extravaganza. Yes. And it was quite an event in itself, doing the show from a Hooters in Spring Hill, Florida. But we were talking about New Year's resolutions for divers. We've covered a couple on this week's show because we didn't basically get to them. Because we did have that hidden mic thing going on. And that was kind of an interesting, it wasn't a hidden mic, but we took a microphone, we changed the vocal quality so people could get issues off their chest that were bugging them that they had done underwater in the past and start off the new year with a clean slate. It ended up taking up the whole damn show.
You said the D word.
Okay. Maybe you should resolve to cuss less, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be your resolution.
It should be, uh-huh. But that has nothing to do with divers, other than divers starts with D, too. But we'll see. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should.
A clean environment starts with a clean mouth.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, CJ. All right, well, I'll take that into consideration. What about you, Abby? What do you want to do as a diver for 2008? Because you're a mermaid. You've been around the world. You've dived with great white sharks. You've pretty much done, your list has been marked off quite a bit in the last year.
Been there.
Since I've known you.
That.
Yeah, you know, I've done quite a bit this year, courtesy of Scuba Radio and all the other sponsors out there. You know, I'd really like to dive everywhere possible. Try to hit all 7 continents.
Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that's pretty broad.
Oh, yeah, Greg will come with you when you dive Antarctica. That will be very nice.
No, that won't happen.
Well, you know, Greg.
That's the same name.
Alrighty.
Yeah, why does everyone call me Dave? What's up with that?
Didn't Lawrence call you Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, that's some tape
Dave's
we haven't been able
here.
To air. There's actually some audio from our Great White Trip. We have not been able to air it on Scuba Radio.
Oh, there's a lot of audio from the Great White Trip that is not suitable for
But we are going to have to find a way in 2008 and get it out there because that was some of the funniest stuff I have ever
heard.
We
need like an uncensored website.
Yes.
And people can just click on,
obviously,
they have to be 18 and up.
I'm
we'll
not so sure that I want that audio to be out there.
Nikki, we've heard enough of you to blackmail the half the country. And
not
so
really.
I don't even understand that.
I know. How are you going to blackmail me if everybody's already
heard
it?
Doesn't it only work if you blackmail Nikki?
Well, I mean, like, it would be blackmail for any normal person, but for you.
But you've already played
it,
so what are you going to hold against
me? Oh, there's
more. I might play it again. I mean, come on.
Continuous loop. ScubaRadio.com.
Yes, exactly. 24/7 online.
Or like play it on the website. Like when you go to the website,
yeah,
just have
what
a
we're
playing.
Talking about.
Yeah,
okay. Internet stream of Nikki the Mermaid. Mermaid
hey, whatever.
Nikki.
More fame for me.
It's all good. This is a compliment, Nikki. I'm actually making a compliment towards you.
Oh, well, thanks.
And then, yeah, but you're looking at me like you want to kill me and slit my throat or something.
That's a normal look I get.
Yeah, well, that's true. Good point. All right, so so you just want to dive all over. Is that it, Abby?
Yeah, you know, if anybody wants to take us diving, I'll be the first one to say yes and jump on board.
What about wild dolphins? You want to do wild dolphins?
I want to swim with a pod of dolphins as well, yes.
Okay, what about you, CJ?
And I want to do a video with Linda Chorney. There you go. That's my resolution.
You want to do a video?
With Linda Chorney.
What kind of video? what are you laughing at?
Your Mermaid's Uncensored video. We can make that happen.
Oh, yeah. That sounds interesting. No, you mean a music video, I'm hoping.
No,
I'm guessing.
Horny Chorney.
Yes.
And the mermaids. They go hand in hand. It's perfect.
She's a real chorn ball.
She's a chorn ball for sure.
Absolutely. All right, well, we'll do that. What about you, James? Jimmy the Helper Boy's here.
Yeah, I resolved to no longer toss my cookies on dives. That's a really serious one.
All right. So when it comes to like bodily functions or fluids expelling from your...
He wants to keep them in.
He wants to keep them in as opposed to expel them.
Exactly. Only as it pertains to tossing cookies. Sometimes there's other bodily functions that you just can't help.
Well, yeah. And you can always blame those on
your
regulator.
What about dwarf tossing? How do you feel on
that? Fun. I actually like to do that underwater.
So no cookie tossing, only dwarf tossing.
Okay. All right. So, all right. That's a fairly modest resolution for 2008 as a diver, I'd say. CJ, what about you, man?
I would like to lick a shark.
Yeah, you went from petting a shark to licking a shark. That's just not right.
Lick a shark fin.
That's called molesting, by the way. And we do not condone that here
at
Scuba
Radio. Not if it's consensual.
says you indeed. No, I want to do the wild dolphin thing. It looks like
because they're asking for it. They're all asking for it.
And I want to go to Australia, and I think that's thanks to our official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio.
I think we would all love to go to Australia.
You know, it costs a lot to get to Australia, though.
Maybe I can finally get that tan I've been working on for so long.
What, in Australia?
Yeah, possibly. No. I mean, I'm quite possibly the whitest mermaid / diver / girl you've ever seen in your life, so I need to work on that tan. I think it could happen.
Well, you can do that in the Turks and Caicos. You don't got to go out to Australia to work on your tan,
you know,
Abby.
You do live in Florida.
Good point.
And that's why I'm easy to spot on the beaches, because I'm much whiter than the average Floridian.
But I think you would think you'd have some ample opportunity to work on a tan here.
No, only in Australia. That's why I must go.
Because the sun goes counterclockwise there.
Nah, Abby, fess up. You just want to see the toilet water flush the opposite way.
It's been a dream since I was a child, Greg, and I need to make it happen.
I'm with you.
How about if we just
you.
Videotape it and then replay it backwards?
Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it? Good idea.
Now, see, that's why we brought CJ into our little family here. He's the one who points out the obvious sometimes.
See? CJ's toilet water always goes backwards.
What? You're the one that pukes in the water, boy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to stormcase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio, the first radio devoted to diving.
Yes, that would be us. I am Greg the Dive Master, and before we leave, today's extravaganza, crap extravaganza part two, maybe? I don't know. It's kind of turned into that type of situation. I got to plug Mermaid Nikki. Because,
that was sounding questionable there.
I bet you do.
What? No, your website, mermaidnikki.com. What the hell's the matter with you guys? And she has her website. You can actually hire Nikki to appear at a birthday, you know, photo session, maybe even take her on a dive. Like, we're going to have the mermaids on the Turks and Caicos boat next week for a great photo op. You can hire Nikki and go to mermaidnikki.com and check this out. But, you know, you got an interesting website here, Nikki. I like it. It's nice.
Thank you.
And you have a little section, you know, the homepage, frequently asked questions, pricing, contact info, all that kind of stuff about us.
Here it comes.
What?
I'm okay. No,
but she has a mission statement on her website. And it's very good to remember where I've been and where I'm going to go through maintaining positive relationships with family and friends. That's nice. To choose an ethical way by making a personal commitment to honesty, integrity. That's nice, Nikki.
Thank you.
And then you have to find peacefulness within myself by looking inward while using my heart to guide my dreams and desires and my mind to pursue knowledge as well as create balance amongst all of my obligations.
I like to...
What kind of mumbo jumbo crap is that?
That's deep, Greg. She's
holy jeez.
What's your question?
Was that like something? Were you watching?
Was that a
like,
run-on sentence?
Woodstock or something?
I think
when
she
you wrote
just
that,
got back from
what?
Tibet with Linda Torney.
Yeah, is that what it is? Did you have a special enlightenment over the when you guys were creating the website? That's pretty deep. I didn't expect to see that or read that from you. Is that from you or did?
Why is that a compliment or an insult? Or I'm not really sure which way you're
no,
going.
No, I don't know what it means. I'm asking you to explain what the hell that means.
Isn't it pretty self-explanatory?
To find peacefulness within myself.
Greg, I like the last one where it says to enjoy every movement along this journey.
It says moment.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's bad. Well, it's deep, and I guess that's appropriate for a mermaid. But it's deeper than what I expected to see. I mean, it's not a complaint or anything. No, it's just something you learned about Mermaid Nikki that we did not know before.
She has a book of poetry coming out.
We read this.
Yeah, if you go to Mermaid Nikki, MermaidNikki.com, MermaidNikki.com. If you go to Greg's website, you'll see his personal mission statement. I will try not to fart around people.
That's all lies. I would never do such a thing.
You would never make that commitment?
No.
Here it comes, baby!
All right. Oh, can you tell we're punchy getting ready for the Turks and Caicos? Of course you can.
1 week.
Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.